Justin Bieber and Hold On. The last two songs have had that kind of like slightly synth hair rocky 80s vibe to it. Before that was Meghan Trainor and All About the Bass. That bass. 11:29, Allison Curtis with you. It is Today FM. Now, this book is incredible. I love it so much. You've Got This has been described as a powerful and practical must-read for teenage girls by one of my favorite people, psychologist Niamh Fitzpatrick. The book is a positive and empowering manual for teenage girls. And the author and founder of Shona Project, Tammy Darcy, joins me on the phone line now. Tammy, how are you?
Good morning, Allison. Happy Easter.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. And aww. I'm not... our daughter's not at teenage years yet, but it will be absolutely the most important book for her, definitely. Will you tell us first, though, about the Shona Project?
Yeah, I mean, there's a long story in the Shona Project. It goes back a very, very long time. Like, my teenage years were so awful for so many reasons. And I have a sister, her name is Shona, and the project is called after her. And when we were in second and third year, she was diagnosed with an acquired brain injury. So she's been in full-time nursing care almost ever since. So that was really tough for me because, like, we used to share a room. We used to go to war over everything and each other over it. So close, like just that year between us. Very, very different, actually. Very different, chalk and cheese. But there was a lot going on that year for us as a family as well. My parents were going through a really awful separation, and then, you know, I had a really, really bad bullying experience in school where I used to climb over the back wall of the school to go through almost an assault course to get on the bus every day to escape from the bully waiting at the front gate of the school.
And, God. So this is a manual, this book is something that, you know, you wish you had that information and guidance during those years.
That's exactly what it is. And when I was asked to write the book, I was trying to think, oh, where do I even start? But then I just pictured myself at that age and just thought, what could somebody have said to me on any given day that would have really made me feel better, you know, or understood or less by myself or alone? And like, what I also tried to do then is to write in the language that I would have listened to, because, you know, as parents, we know you can have all the right information and advice, but your child is likely to zone out after about 30 seconds if you're not, if you don't make that connection with them, you know, and if you don't talk to them as equals. So that made it a whole lot easier to write that book.
I love it. I genuinely think it is essential for parents and for teens themselves to have it. So you've broken it down in two sections: your heart, your mind, your body, your world. And you speak about all sorts of things, like dealing with, you know, what makes a good friend, peer pressure, exam pressure, your body changes, everything is in there. It's really, really comprehensive, which actually makes it kind of difficult to ask you questions about it because it's so comprehensive. But in the heart section, the beginning of the book, what are some of the things that you discuss?
Yeah, so the heart section obviously is something really important to me. Like, the mindset section, you know, is really important too because it's how you approach things. But I just think, you know, when I was that age and I was hurt and people maybe let me down a bit, I shut off my heart to so many amazing people who would have been really good friends and allies to me over the years. And I think at that age, you're trying to navigate, you know, we think it's all just about our first love, like our romantic love, but these relationships around us and how important they are, like even our grandparents and, you know, how embedded we are in our families and in our communities, and even, you know, with soccer coaches or some really, really good teachers. And I think trying to navigate those relationships is quite tricky as well, because we don't know how to communicate properly and we don't know how to express ourselves properly, and often we expect more from others than they're able to give us as well, you know. And actually, one of the pieces that people I notice keep sharing on social media is the one about the friendships and the different type of friendships.
I wanted to ask you mostly about that, actually, because we have talked a lot on this show, and I speak a lot to my 9-year-old about allyship and being an upstander and what all that means. And you're very clearly outlining in the book what makes a good friend.
As I said, I think, like, we hold each other to a very, very high standard. And, you know, at that age, we all make mistakes. right? But what I've noticed with the girls that I've met through my work is there's so many of them trying to twist each other into 100 variations of themselves to fit in with the crowd that they think, if I don't fit in with this crowd, then I'm not good enough, or I failed, or, you know, I'm not worthy of being liked and loved as a friend. And that upsets me, because when I go into a school and I talk to a classroom of girls, I can always see five or six that are a little bit isolated, and just think, I'd love to take you five or six out for pizza and get you to turn to each other, you know, and support each other and be yourselves. And a lot of those girls have been like hurt, you know, or bullied, or, you know, or have been rejected by, like, the popular, the it girls. And I was very like that as well. So you try and think, well, if I do this, they'll like me, or if I act this way, they'll like me, or you know, and we always blame ourselves for the fact that we don't fit in. And I describe it really simply in that people are like flavors of ice cream. What you like, I mightn't like, but all ice cream is amazing. You know?
It's very powerful how you write it, and the language is really powerful and supportive as well, because, you know, for all teens, they're going through things for the first time in life, usually big things, and it's learning how to manage your, not only expectations, but your reaction to situations as well. And I really think that you are equipping them with so many skills that can apply to so many elements of their life.
Yeah, like for me, the mindset section really is the most important one, because you can't control, you know, how people treat you or what happens in the world. Like, we've learned that over the last year, you know, we can't control pretty much anything, but what you can control is your reaction to it. And I think a lot of the reason why so many young people are so anxious is they feel like they don't have any control or power over their lives. Whereas your reaction and your response to those things will decide the outcome of it. And just to identify that and say, look, you know, you didn't get on the football team. There's three or four different ways that you can react to this, one of which will have you the best player on the team next year, and one of which means you'll never kick a ball again and you'll lose out on all this amazing experience that you really wanted, you know? So the outcomes, like, we really do write our own chapters in life, and I think we really need to remember that, is that, you know,
it's so good. It really is so good. And the Shona Project is amazing. Can you give out the website for the Shona Project for people to get involved there?
Yeah, sure. It's shona.ie/shona.ie.
I admire you guys. I really admire you as well. And there's a line in the book that the first time I read it, I was a little bit like tingly in the nose, when you're going to cry kind of thing, because I love it. But it's, when girls believe in themselves, we can change the world. I love, love, love it. And the book again is called You've Got This. And Tammy, really, there's so much in it. We could talk for hours, and maybe we should do a different podcast, the two of us, and we'll put
it
out as well.
Anytime,
anytime. Because it's so important, and it's really, really important. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks,
Tammy.
Allison. Thank you. Have a lovely Easter. Take care.
Bye.
Today FM.
I am not a stranger to the dark. Hide away, they say, because we don't want your broken parts.